This is how we play. This is what we do.
The Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Danny and Gallant.
Let's capture exactly how this happened and just keep on recreating it one week at a time.
Presented by Banner Bank and by Mac and Jack's Brewing Company on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Pete, congratulations. Division champs. First time since 2016. You guys are back on top. That's got to feel really good this morning.
Yeah, it was a really good day, a good accomplishment, and it was a really good ball game. It was a terrific championship ball game yesterday.
I love seeing, first off, a team play that way against, you know, a playoff caliber team, but also to close out the game the way that you guys did, first off with the defensive goal line stand early in the second half, and then that closeout drive at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was a lot of good complimentary work in that regard. You know, the defense and the kicking game was just there. And on offense, we just need to take care of the football all day long and just take advantage of the chances that we got. And when we got them, we did it. And I love the fourth quarter drive by the offense. You know, that was really something.
Coach, at halftime, I believe you spoke to Erin Andrews, and she said you were really calm. It was 6-6, 0-0 pretty much. What were you seeing out of your team that allowed you to be so calm and confident?
Well, I thought we were in control. I felt like we were playing such good defense, and they challenged us with the stuff that can be difficult, and we were matching it, you know, play after play, and they weren't getting anything out of all the perimeter games and their counter stuff and the things that had been really special for them. We were matching them well, and so we didn't have any problems anywhere. We just needed to just stay in the pocket, just keep battling, and then take advantage of the ops. And, you know, Russ makes a couple plays here and there, and a couple throws and catches by the guys. Demo's catch was a big-time play. And then, you know, just finishing that drive off, that just showed that we had control, you know. And so I was really pleased with how the game was going. I wasn't worried about it at all.
Yeah, that first half. We've watched the Rams now for Sean McVay. This is his fourth year, and we've seen the pretty innovative things they do to get the ball toward the edge of the defense, going as fast as they can. Was the way you guys defended that, is that evidence of better speed on your defense this season to deal with that? What were the reasons you felt your defense was playing so well?
No, the players played the plays right. They knew what to expect of them in the concepts, and the guys practiced really well. The coaches did a great job of prepping them, and we were really demanding about being on the right spots, and really from the first time we played them, we were on it, and it's carried through. And so we've had a lot of weeks of working on the same, trying to really solidify the concepts that promote our edge playing. And we had a lot of trouble last year in particular, and so we just got it nailed, and so that doesn't mean anything in practice. You got to go show it in the game, and that's why at halftime I knew that it had carried over and we were in good shape, and there wasn't many other things that they would likely do that would give us problems once we took care of that stuff. So it was really the preparation. Kenny did a fantastic job, all the defensive coaches, but the players had to go out and do it, and they did a great job of making sense of the preparation and carrying it to game time.
You guys have allowed 14 points a game over the last seven games, which is really impressive. Jamal Adams, after the game, said this is the best defense in the NFL. And you could definitely make that argument. How do you feel hearing him say that and have that confidence in this unit?
Yeah, well, we're playing as good as anybody. I don't know who else is playing better. I mean, we just saw the best defense in the NFL yesterday, you know, and they're really, really good. And that's why we were fortunate to get what we got done and get enough points to win a game and all that. But our guys are really on it, and they feel it. And, you know, I don't know how you evaluate that. You want to measure us since week eight, you know, after we came back from Buffalo and got our butt kicked there. We've been as good as you can find in the league. I think we got to keep it going, though.
Hey, Coach, I noticed early in the game, DK played a lot in the slot. Were you guys trying to find a matchup, or is that just evidence of the evolution of DK and being able to run routes from different positions?
Both. But it really has been, throughout the season, you know, consideration to move him around and keep, you know, he's so smart and understands everything that he doesn't have any restrictions. So it was just a matter of us placing him in different spots, and it's harder for them to zero in on him if they wanted to. You know, they're primarily a zone team, so they didn't really match up to try to cover him, and they haven't. That's not the way they play. So it was just a matter of Shadi and the guys putting him, you know, spotting him around to get him in different areas so that we could get the ball to him and make him available. And he was really good at it. He had a really good, tough game yesterday, I thought.
there is something special about a goal line stand. I think that happens anytime. They had five plays the Rams run, five straight plays inside the 10. Four of them, after they had first and goal at the two, they tried a quarterback sneak. They tried stretch run. They tried all sorts of stuff. And here was the final play from what was maybe a game-defining stand by the defense.
Fourth down and goal from inside the one. Malcolm Brown, the single setback. Goff under center. Turns hands to Brown. He gets hit. He doesn't get in. The defense stops him again. On a fourth down from the one-foot line, the Seahawks defense stops Malcolm Brown, who goes to the right side of the Rams offense. Nothing doing. The Seahawks get the ball back. Granted on their own goal line, but what a stop by the Seahawks D.
Rames, way to go. That was good.
He did. He stood up. But Rames was part of it. Yeah. Jordan Brooks gets credit for the tackle. KJ Wright did an awful lot on that fourth down play, too.
Yeah, KJ really set the tone of it by knocking the tight end back. I mean, he just hammered the guy, and that took away the running lane for the running back, and it gave space for other guys to get in and penetrate. Jordan was there, and everybody's taking a shot at him. Bobby finished him off kind of, and what a great moment. You know, those moments in football are, I was trying to think last night, what's more intense than that, you know, in the world of sports, and that it's because that you're in that moment of tension and excitement and all that, but you have to answer it with this ferocity and this just kind of uncaring about whatever, your body and your head and whatever, and you just throw yourself at the moment, and it's such an extraordinary sequence to be in. It's just my favorite thing that happens in the game, and those guys will never forget those plays. They'll never forget where they were and how they did it and what happened and how they were, you know, lunging and scrapping and clawing to try to get that stop, and it was really, really special.
My first reaction was, I can't imagine how loud it would be here.
Oh.
I can imagine. It would have been crazy.
I know.
But the second part was, it almost makes the defensive stand more impressive because they summoned that intensity and that energy without having they did that themselves. And it doesn't mean that it's better that way or anything like that, because we all miss being together.
That's a really good observation, Danny. That is a cool observation. That's right. And because they did do all of that. I think the moment that's extraordinary about it is watch the guys explode in unison to run back towards the middle of the field, you know, and just come exploding off the goal line in the flash of an instant when we stop. I mean, I was really moved by that. I thought it was really, really a unique and special moment for us to recall. Yeah, and I wish we could have shared it. God, that would have been unbelievable. Yeah.
You got to feel very comfortable in these 1 yard situations. You have the walk off goal line stand against New England, the fourth and one stand on your own six against Minnesota already this year. I actually felt with the defense out there, well, they've done it before. I mean, they've got a pretty darn good chance to do it. And with the two plays that Jamal Adams made within three, where he saved two touchdowns essentially in a row, they were really impressive, especially the first one. How is Adams able to bolt through the line of scrimmage and speed out to the edge the way that he does?
You know, he was coming on pressure on that one. Kenny had sent him, and you just saw it, that was likened to DK's effort, you know, against the Cardinals. Every step was his absolute maximum amount of intensity and speed, and give it everything you got. And it took all of that to keep the guy from getting in. We didn't realize how easily he could have gotten in, you know, when you look back at it now. And it was just a marvelous moment of effort and, you know, going for it.
Coaches, third and four. You guys are driving and pretty much win the game. I think you guys come out in a 2x2. You got DK and Lockett on one side, and you have Hollister and Swain on one side. And Hollister and Swain run a switch or a rub just beautifully, executed beautifully. Hollister comes open. What does that say about the trust that Russell Wilson has in guys? Because everyone thinks you're going to DK and Lockett in that situation, yet you go over to the number three receiver and the number four receiver side, and they execute perfectly.
Yeah, that was really a statement of trust in that we practice that stuff all the time. We practice it in all different kinds of combinations of guys, and it's, you know, Russ trusting that they're going to execute right, because it's a great call for the situation. It matched up beautifully, and he went there because it was, you know, one-on-ones on those guys. And Russ did it exactly the way he's supposed to. And then he throws a perfect pass to you know, top it off. But the execution and the timing and the rhythm of that is what we're, you know, because it isn't a pick. It's just a, an exchange that they make there. Freddie did it great. And as I'm sure Jake would be the first to tell you. And then Jake was patient and poised. You know, he didn't rush it. You know, being a receiver, you know, you gotta wait those things out. And it was just perfect. And what a great moment. You know, and I know it came up about that goal, you know, that end zone and inches last year and all of that. It's the truth. It happened to be Jake too. It's pretty poetic, you know, it reminds me of how pissed I am that we didn't score last year. You know, it takes me back to that, you know, because we should have won the darn division last year there, you know. But anyway, so it was a great win. Great, great play to top it off.
Yeah, it is. And that's the end zone of destiny. Things tend to happen there. And this year it was them scoring. I thought that was a vintage sort of quintessential Russell Wilson game in which he was patient and bided his time. And when he got opportunities in the second half, man, he made great plays with what is his special skill set, his ability to force the defense into uncomfortable decisions.
Yeah, really, in that touchdown drive, it was the float outside and the great ball he throws to David, and then he comes back and hits Carlos, you know, by moving out again and puts us down in there, and then he winds up the very next play, you know, running it in. I mean, it was just total legs, you know, drill, and he showed you the expanse of his talent and his impact on games. You know, it doesn't have to be just sitting in the pocket throwing touchdown passes. It's his movement. It's everything that he provides. And again, it was part of it. It was the patience of, we just waited for the opportunities to present themselves, and then bang, you know, fortunately they were there and we took advantage of them.
The third down execution in the second half was great. 5 for 7 on third downs. Could have been 6 for 7 if not for the illegal shift by DK Metcalf. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, didn't we take a knee? Did we take a knee on third down too? I don't know.
I did not count the taken knee. It would have been another one. I counted everything but the taken knee.
Yeah, that's too bad. We had a great short yardage play. Doggone it. And that was – he barely moved now, too, you know. He did, though, and he should have been still. But there's a lot of times they don't call that stuff. But they got it. They weren't wrong on it. And it was a really good turnaround. Obviously, that a game that tight does come down to third down execution, and we were able to get it done. And I thought it was a point all week long, and they were really good on third down, too. So it just was a good challenge. So great come through.
While we're on that, can we talk about how Robert Woods just stood up and put the ball on the ground and how that's not a fumble? What's up with that?
That wasn't Robert. Robert's a Trojan. He wouldn't have done that.
Josh Reynolds.
Josh Reynolds. My bad.
Yeah.
That was a good observation. Stand up for the SC guy.
Really, the opportunity to make a mistake was given, and that guy made a mistake. And I understand why they called it the way they called it. But, you know, guys make errors and they pay for it. And I looked at it the other way around. You know, he shouldn't have done that. You know, they said he declared down. Well, he dove to make the catch. He didn't catch the ball and then go down. So I don't think that's a declared down at all. They said by him putting the ball down. So I mean, I know I'm not supposed to talk about this stuff, but I haven't talked to the guys at the league, and I can't wait to chatter about that.
It's over.
I don't care about it anymore. But it was a moment where a guy made it was an error, you know, and so we take advantage of somebody. It's like you throw a bad ball sometimes too, you know. Oh, he didn't mean to, you know. Go ahead, take it back. You don't get to, you know. So anyway, but I love the way our guys responded. It was a really great moment because we thought we had him, and then we had to come back and do it again, and we did it again. So it got better.
Coach, the Rams love that play-action boot, getting Goff outside the pocket, and it really puts a bind on that second-level defender. It's like, okay, do I jump on the flat? Do I keep getting depth? How do you feel your linebackers handled that this week?
Oh, gosh, Mike, this was a great job. Best job I've ever seen us do, ever, in playing taking away a concept. I think they had 11 of them, 11 varieties of boots, and they averaged under 3 yards a play, which is a phenomenal accounting. And it was execution that was been carried out. The coaches have done a great job, and the players have really taken it to heart that we're not going to let this play be the factor. There's other things you can see in our game, and you know, all the perimeter screens and things that people are throwing. Our guys have just declared that they're not going to get those anymore, you know. And so you're right, they're very difficult plays because there's so much variety of movement and stuff, and the receivers can slide around. They did get an 11-yard play, I think. when Cooper Kupp found a little spot in there, you know, and we're right up in the face of the quarterback, and he makes a great execution to react and hit Cooper, and he makes 11 yards on the play. But that was the only one all day long, and they really tried hard. And so it was the factor in the game that I thought that gave us the edge.
In your time here, and the time since you set up Seattle's program, we've seen your defenses go on runs like this before, 2012, 2014. And from a big picture perspective, I'm wondering, what are the traits in a defense that allows a group to make the improvement or get on a run, kind of like we're currently seeing from your defense?
Yeah, there's a connection. That's a good question, Andy, because there's a connection between what the coaches are teaching and what the players have to play and the ownership of that accounting, you know, of getting it right and getting it done play after play after play. Kenny started talking about a thing we used to talk about back in the day about dead plays need to be dead. And when what he's come back to that theme because it that is what happens. You practice things and you know how to play them. And in the game, they need to come out the way you prepared them. And when you do that, you start stacking up things that you take away from your opponent and things that you start stacking up that you're really good at. For instance, I mentioned the whole boot game, and I mentioned the perimeter passing game, the screens and stuff. When you start putting those things in your back pocket that you own them and you can recreate them and continue to do that week after week, that means everybody's in on the whole what it takes. And so it is that connection, and it's the what follows that is when you understand base defense so well, you can fix things during the game. The players and the coaches can all fix things. That's the jump we have made. Now we're not doing anything different week to week. We're playing the stuff that we know how to play, playing it really well, which is reminiscent of all of those years. That 6-year run that we were on, we kept playing the same stuff the whole time. We tweaked things, but we basically stayed within the package, and we have reacquainted ourselves with base defense. It's different. We're not doing the same thing we did then. It's an adapted style, but we've reacquainted ourselves with really the details and that which it takes. You know, the defense is all about precision work. It's not about just hard knocking the hell out of people. That's part of it. You want that too, but it's the relative spacing of the players playing in the defense that really makes it hold up, and their conscience and their technique and their you know, all that it takes to get that done. And that's we've arrived there, and so we've played the same for 6-7 weeks now. It isn't any different, and we're just better. We're getting better, and the players are more confident. You'll hear them as they speak how much more clear they are on what it takes, and all that they're there. And so this is that time. So we have the opportunity to take this defense into the finish of the season and really do some damage. And I'm really excited about that.
You talk about occupying space. Snacks Harrison occupies a lot of space when he's out there. Have you been able to talk with him, and do you expect him to be a Seahawk this week?
I was really talking about relative spacing, not occupying space, but there's spacing is a big issue these days. We got to be clear about our distinctions. Snacks he's decided to stop playing. He's done playing, and I talked to him this morning. He's in good spirits and all of that. He's really grateful for the opportunity and playing here, and he did really well by us. But he's done. So I don't know what'll happen with any other club, but I know he's got a big family. He's got a bunch of kids. He's got 7 kids to corral and take care of, and it's a very trying time and challenging. He's going to just try to get him back home and get him safe. And so he was awesome to have around. We loved him, and sorry to see him go, but we got to keep going.
Hey, Coach, I know you treat every game as a championship, but it has to feel nice to clinch the division against a Rams organization that's been tough over the last few years.
There's no doubt. We needed to get back right with these guys. They've been playing against us really well, and we've given them all that they need. They don't need any more from us, you know, I'm really excited about that. Our coaches did a great job in this game in preparing, and they, you know, I've tried so hard in years past because I respect what Sean has done with their offense and their style and all of that. I've overtried at times. You know, we tried to do too many things in this game, and this was a game where we totally gave it back to the players, and you guys go get it done and do the stuff you know how to do, and they just totally answered it the way we wanted them to, and it was awesome. So it is good. But this was the game we've been preparing for. The reason we say that, guys, about championship games is so that, just like anything else, the more you practice something, the better you get at it. The more you play, you do well with it, the more confidence you gain. Well, this was the championship game of championship games for this season. We've been doing it the whole time to get ready for this game. So when we got there, we'd be comfortable, and we would execute the way we're capable of. This is not about elevating to the moment. This is not about, okay, it's the big matchup, and then we haven't beat these guys. Now we got to beat them. It's none of that BS. It's about doing what you're capable of doing under the circumstances of the heightened expectations in all of the game. And let me say one other thing. Go back and look at the Jets game now. The Jets game was way more valuable than most people would realize. And that's because our system of preparation in taking that a championship mentality to that game was just as valuable in my mind as it was to do it this week, because it shows how committed the dudes are to get this thing done. And it doesn't matter who we're playing. Look what the Jets just did. they weren't nearly as, we had a great game against them, but that's the same game we played this game in my mind. And that's, I know it doesn't seem like that to you guys, but that's when we're in that mentality and that mode, then we have a chance to really do cool stuff. And so that's why we're all excited and having fun. Yeah. If you ain't having fun now, you ain't having fun.
Well, I think we're having a great time, and we're enjoying being along for the ride. 8 home games, and you're going to get at least one more in the playoffs, Pete. Congratulations. And it is a bummer that we're not there to be able to see it and to celebrate it and enjoy the fans like we do, but we're all finding a great deal of fulfillment and really kind of living vicariously through this run you guys are on. Congratulations.
No, I appreciate it. And we all need something good right now. This is as hard a time as we've ever faced. And I hope people are having, the moments and the joy and the fun and the pride and all that stuff right along with us, because we're taking you with us, whether you're here or not. So thanks for all the support.